I think it's unwieldy at times in allowing the process to continue the way that it needs to. I would just suggest that both the council and staff, and then planning commission and staff, have an ongoing conversation about how they expect that process to work, because it's tremendously much more work for the commission and the council. And if they've entrusted you appropriately, then they may decide that you could have staff authority on certain decisions.
Okay, where we're at right now is there's a motion on the floor without an amendment. Everyone made her floor.
Also looking for the city attorney.
Who is writing?
Okay.
Well, I asked Dapp, and what I'm hearing is there are so many steps here that maybe in some 40-page calculation there might be a condition available, but throw a simple one out there. On or before January 1, 2017, all of the required conditions for Wisconsin DNR approval, Milwaukee County approvals, and all of the necessary approvals for the construction of the stadium shall be obtained and delivered to the city of Franklin. Or zoning reverts to what it is right now. But how does that fit into the whole plan? I looked at projected time calendars, and there's already proposed construction in the multifamily residential area for fall. So how does it revert once construction starts? And that's true across the different areas as well as the different steps in the development of each area.
And there's even more than that, because we've got a DOT issue that we're going to be dealing with Loomis Road. There's, like Joel said, there's a lot of moving pieces here. I think the reversion is a complicated one, because you could pick a date certain, but it would need to be 24 months off. And as soon as a single phase begins, you can't revert back everything. I mean, it's a little bit of a challenge. The conditions, if we don't meet the conditions, we can't start any of the development.
So what are you looking at as a phase one?
Well, I think we've got due diligence to do for certain. The stadium itself, we would time construction to marry up completion of construction as close as possible to the beginning of a baseball season. So, we've got work to do. Is it going to be done in time for 2017? I don't think we know that as we stand here right now. It seems potentially unlikely. That said, we will endeavor to move forward as quickly as we can on all of that. I would suggest that phase one is likely to include the necessary road infrastructure to support the development. It'll necessarily include sewer and water as necessary in order to support the development. It would then follow that once that infrastructure is in place, the balance of the development could start to occur. And I think it includes both commercial stuff on the north side of Rawson as well as potentially multifamily south of Rawson. But again, we also have the tax increment conversation that we need to have and all of those things. And while I appreciated the notion that we should have a tax increment condition, I think the reality is neither party will be interested in moving forward with the development if there's not a mutually appropriate financial solution for the development.
Well, just so we don't get off track, let's remember what the purpose of any potential amendment would be. And that's to protect long-term the residents of the area. Should this development not go forward, they want to mitigate the risk of something else unknown coming in there. That's the purpose of that pool, rather than issues with the current developer. It's future development. This is an issue that's probably best done some other time, but we can't do two motions here. Fix it.
a simple thought and procedural propriety, if you will. Developer fails to meet original conditions, and it looks reasonable to the city that the project component, important component, or whatever, however you determine that, it's not going to happen, or it's not going to happen in the near future. City of Franklin may apply to rezone the property back to what it was or whatever. File an application.
Which is the way we're working.
So then there would be a vote like there is tonight to rezone it back to what it was.
Sure.
Alderman Willen.
Well, I don't know if this is helpful or not, but what I'm reading is there's so many conditions in here. If this developer who wants to do this project can't meet them, how are we going to expect? No, I'm saying if they can't meet these and then the project doesn't happen, what other developer is going to come in if they're really dedicated? So I'm less concerned about the rezoning after. We can always do what the mayor just suggested. There's an awful lot of things. And who's going to do the due diligence if the party right here doesn't do it? So I think having all these conditions in here is the protection regarding that rezoning.
Alderwoman, I agree with you. My effort is to help these folks out a little bit. The practical reality that you just mentioned is absolutely correct, and I 100% agree with you. My goal, and I think Alderman Wilhelm and to some degree Alderman Dandry, and I know Dan will probably jump in on this too, is to give some assurance to the folks who live there that if this project goes, sorry, I almost said something that we'd say in private, but if this does not work out, that, yeah, the practical reality is nobody else will do it, but there's no assurance for the residents that they get back the zoning that used to be there. And that's what they're looking for. If it can't happen in the context that we have here, it can't happen. Mr. Santorin.
Only that would have to be a reasonable and specified condition, description, what happens, doesn't happen. And specified time. And
okay. All right, how about, let me make a proposal. If in order to start construction, we need to meet conditions, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. If construction on no elements have started by 2 years from the date of execution of the PDD, it reverts.
No.
Folks.
Because in other words, to start construction, we had to have met all the conditions. It can only revert if we haven't started, right? I mean, you can't revert it back if we've already started construction on something because it's already zoned and entitled and we're building. So if in 2 years we haven't cleared the conditions and we haven't put ourselves in a position to start construction, you can just take the zoning away from us. But if we have started, that means we've met the conditions, and therefore everything's going the way along the path that it's supposed to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Sounds good. Crooked.
Okay.
I know.
How does it sound?
Is there an amendment to the motion? Seeing no amendments to the motion, the original motion stands. There's a motion on the floor as per the staff recommendations. This requires a vote of 5 affirmative votes. Mr. Director of Administration, please call the roll.
Well, what? Can there be an amendment to this? Could she make an amendment?
Yeah.
Well, then make an amendment. I mean, I understand.
It's going to be good.
Well, I think what you just heard was from the developer was something that, are you saying that you're agreeable to that? That in 2 years, as was explained, that would kick in? I mean, you want to have some assurance for the residents? I'm okay with that. If you want to add a friendly amendment, I'll second it to add the language as kind of was just talked about, and then there's that protection that it will revert back. I mean,
what? From a statutory perspective, PDDs expire all the time, right?
Right.
All the time. I mean, they can have different expiration dates. In fact, I believe that, in fact, the Burke Properties apartment deal that everybody referenced Alderman Taylor's comments at, I believe their PDD expired. Now, the comp plan also got it changed on them. But I think PDDs can expire. We've just offered a fairly rapid expiration in the event of inactivity. I think your goal is not to keep us from doing the development. Your goal is to incentivize us to do the development. To get us to make sure that we've hit all of the hurdles in order to do the development, and then we continue on in force.
I'm only concerned about the residents in the area to have that assurance that that's not always going to be
hanging out there.
Yeah. For
you're approving this plan. I'm willing to absolutely support that notion, which is this is the plan that's being approved today as it transforms over time with the details, right? And if we don't execute that plan, I think you should feel reasonable taking the zoning back to ensure that the next developer through goes through the same process. And the only reason I picked 2 years is because we're gonna make sure that things phase appropriately. And is it arbitrary? It's somewhat arbitrary, but it's also a fairly distinct and defined reasonable amount of time. I mean, the stadium alone, you know, it easily could be spring before we started there anyway. We don't know yet, depending on what happens. But we have a lot of conditions to clear before we're ready to go, and we hope to be ready to go once we start clearing all the conditions.
All right, let me try this one, okay? Suggested amendment. Should building permits not be secured for any one of the substantial structures, that being the stadium, the Four Seasons Complex, any one or more retail buildings along Crystal Ridge Drive, any one or more multi-use buildings along Rawson Avenue, or any one or more apartment buildings, building permits not be pulled prior to the expiration of 24 months from the date of the enactment of this ordinance, that zoning will shall revert back to whatever the current zoning is. Yeah. Mr. City Attorney, help me out.
Do I understand the motion to mean obtaining of a building permit on any one of the principal structures in the areas mentioned within your motion?
That was my motion, because how do we
determine?
You're recommending
that one of us make the motion.
Well, I can't.
I know that's right.
You said one or more.
One or more, because how do you quantify? You say you
hear that as two more buildings. Than one. Yeah.
One or more.
Right.
One or plus. That would be my suggested amendment.
I would make that motion.
Second. What we're doing up here is technical, not. One or more, and then just in the rate within 24 months of enactment of the ordinance.
So it's done per phase. For the project.
Yeah, one or more.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, we can't phase it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was that amendment?
That's pretty safe.
Motion
in
a second.
It was moved by Alderwoman Mayer to make the amendment, seconded by Alderman Taylor on the amendment. Let's do it safe. 5 votes. Okay, simple majority. On the amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. City Administrator. Director of Administration. Please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries on the amendment. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. On the main motion, any other discussion? With the amendment as just passed, we'll need a roll call and 5 affirmative votes. Mr. Director of Administration.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Common Council.
Got done before midnight.
I don't want to forget it for you.
Thank you, Dan. Sorry to hear about
your mind. Thank you.
So, your package, right? Item 4 is actually yours.
I think I lost.
Resolution of condition to approve your 2-lot survey map on August 7th, 1998.
Second.
6803, 6805,
6807, so 27. This is G4.
But it's 5 in your package.
Page
115.
Page 115.
Motion by Alderman Wilhelm, seconded by Alderman Taylor.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Any opposed, motion carries.
I'd love to. Microphones are my life. Number 6 in your packet, number 5 on the agenda. A resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for 6803 condominiums at 6803, 6805, 6807, South 27th. No, Willis.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seven in your packet, 6 on the agenda. Resolution authorizing certain officials to accept the conservation easement for and part of the review and approval of special use and natural resource special exception for the LaSalle Group, the Autumn Leaves.
That's your area. You want to approve it?
So moved.
Alderman Mayer.
Second.
Andrea, second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. 8 in your packet, 7 on the agenda, standards and findings.
Hey, can you just tell us what page this is on?
259.
I don't know.
259.
Thank you.
Standards and findings and decisions of the City of Franklin County Council upon the application of David and Rhonda Drager. Are you still here? Is Drager still here?
Are you kidding?
We wore them out.
Would anybody be here? That doesn't have to be.
You know, they want the division of land.
For a special exception to certain natural resources provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Number 4 in your packet, number 8 on the agenda.
What?
Hey, they were doing a million things.
No, that's right. Right, yeah.
An ordinance to amend section 50-3.0418 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District 13, which happens to be the Hallmark and Sam's Club, to allow for 0-foot interior property line setbacks.
That's your area.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Item 9, a resolution conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map for the Dragers and discussion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Item G10, a request from the Historical Society reconsideration of the role of city budget investments. Mr. David, Mr. Roberto.
In your packet was a motion I proposed that would give us, would indicate to staff that we should continue to move forward in it to allow the planning or DPW to work to put the foundation in place at a site that Jerry has preliminarily identified, which would then be cited precisely by engineering before we move forward with the steps. The Historical Society has requested this because they believe this will give them the momentum needed for the last bit of fundraising that they need. They would also commit to securing personal loans to fill out that fundraising if that doesn't happen by the time the foundation is completed. A motion was proposed in your packet.
Just as a point here, first of all, you heard from neighbors that they don't know what's going on. They ought to be informed on what's going on. I will also point out the site plan approval on page 314. There is no site plan for this, and we've had substantial discussions about site plans and approvals of site plans for construction.
I thought we had a site plan.
There is no site plan.
Mayor?
Like months ago.
Okay. We'll do Mr. Roberta, then Alderman Will.
Just as a point of clarification, so if this were approved, then the city, who would be the, it would be a city project, we will move forward with the site plan requirements through Plan Commission. So the actual construction, the actual work wouldn't happen until that were approved by the Plan Commission. But we don't want to, as staff, we don't want to go through the process of developing the application and going through the Plan Commission if the Common Council isn't interested in putting their money up front at the project, which was never the intent from staff's understanding of the $20,000 that the city has sort of carried over from year to year for this project. So we would not be out there, Jerry would not be begin excavating and doing anything until that process occurs, which means the site plan approval is in place. And if we know you want us to move forward, then we'll do those other things, like get the construction contract put together right away and work on the other ones, all per the 2014 direction.
Okay, I'm just pointing out to the council, I've heard it on a number of occasions, no site plan, no vote.
City project.
Four city project. No site plan, no vote, no action. I've heard it 100 times for city-related projects. Can have your pet projects, go ahead, but just know you're not being consistent.
What's on page 321?
So do I have the floor?
Yep.
I know. It sounds like Mr. Verda said they would put together the site plan if we approve that we even want to move forward. My question was, would this qualify for impact fees? I just want to throw that out there. So I thought, if staff's going to put together a site plan and bring it back, which there is sort of a site plan in the documents, but if they're going to put together something, why not at least look for it? Staff can just do that on their own. We don't have to have a motion on everything, but why wouldn't we want to use impact fees? That's my question. So.
My initial reaction is, nowhere in the CORP did it, or the impact fee study, did it anticipate this kind of enhancement, and so more careful review would have to be done as to whether we think it was clear enough that it could have been in some of the other intent. Because it isn't in there now, so I'd have to stop and look back what steps might be necessary to ensure it meets the standards that show up in the footnotes of the state statute as to what could occur. But relative to the documents as currently approved, I would not recommend impact fees as a expectation at this point.
No, I wasn't. I was just saying, if you're going to, you know, through the process, if you could just find out if it could be, why not? Rather than, you know, some other funding method. It makes sense. It's a city park. It's one of our most used city parks during the 4th of July. They want to use it for the 4th of July. Why not? So.
Well, in the answer to the why not, clearly that's something the Common Council could do. The Common Council could have funded this whole project from the beginning. What it was, though, was the city, when it first got into this, said, we'll put $20,000 down if you guys can fundraise the rest. That's been the extent of the city's commitment to this point. And what they're asking, the Franklin Historical Society is asking, two things. Can we expand that a little bit by using some staff time and labor? And can we put the city's effort up front, provided we're making sufficient commitments that the money will be there? If you're wanting more security about that, we can get the pieces moving forward, get the city staff working on the site plan approval, but we can write the construction agreement fairly quickly, and that can include language that says, until they actually give us the money based upon the estimated construction, we won't actually start digging. So that could be a condition that could be added to the motion that I said. I believe I referenced that up in the body of the text. So you could add that, and that would just probably require them to go out and secure those loans and then get the donations to help them pay off loans they've secured to make sure they've advanced everything up front, if you wanted to do that, or if you believe they were close enough with the 58 they had. The comment that was made earlier that the city's money was included in the money that they held, I don't believe that's an accurate statement based upon everything, all the conversations I've had. So.
Understand, my perspective here comes from the Kayla's Playground, where you all are one
wow.
Okay. Where I'm not speaking of impact fees, I'm speaking of approvals. Mm-hmm. Several discussions about how there's no site plan. How can I vote for something that there's no site plan? But it looked exactly like what was on page whatever the heck it is.
321.
But that wasn't good enough.
Well, no, it wasn't about site plan, it was about wetlands.
Alderwoman.
All right, let's move on with this one.
Yeah. Right.
But that's my point, Dan. We ran Kayla's crew through the mill. But here comes a pet project from somebody else. Yeah. And the rules get thrown aside.
No, the rules are different. My issue with the last one was wetlands. There are no wetlands.
It was, and it got held up by a lot of people throwing roadblocks in the way.
And it still got
all I'm telling you, you be consistent. If you're going to screw one project, you screw them all.
It wasn't screwed. It's built. So.
Thank you. It is built. So do what you want. I'm just making my point. Mr. City Attorney.
I wasn't here.
And vis-a-vis impact fees, Kayla's crew playground project was extremely unique. I had discussions with one of the authors of the impact fee statute, Professor Brian Ohm, with regard to the uniqueness of Kayla's to allow for impact fees, including structural changes there. Easy answer on all impact fees. I bring this up every single time a new project comes up. Lands for parks and recreational facilities. Lands. Mm-hmm. So, and it's got into sidewalks, which is, to me, as close as you can get to lands. But once you start raising structures, it's the only easy answer is no. Not for impact fees.
Alderman
Denver.
Good point.
We don't even have a cost analysis in here. So are we sure that we're going to be able to do this? And I don't even know what Jim and the Historical Society has to guarantee in regards to private loans. Because there was no
doubt. Am I allowed to say something here? Because I did send you cost estimates, financial plan. That should be in the packet, and I personally mailed that.
In that envelope?
You're coming to it right now.
Well, I'm in here, but I didn't see it. What is it, real quick, Jim?
Well, basically, what we're proposing, if we get the $20,000 that's in the budget, okay,
yep.
And after some discussions, Mark Liberta with Jerry Schaefer there and our architect, Mark Arndt, that we came up that we could get the foundation done for $19,000, with as long as we had the help of Public Works. Mm-hmm. So now we have a foundation, okay, and we've used most of that $20,000, okay. And that could even be reduced a little bit with some in-kind donations. But we've got a foundation now. And that's the first key phrase. Now, we've got about $52,000, a little over that, in a special capital fund that we would immediately give to the city. Yep. Okay? And all estimates we came up with, and we felt this was a pretty conservative, that left us $38,000 short. Okay? Now, that $38,000, we committed take out a loan if need be. But our thinking, and I think this is very reasonable thinking, is that in-kind donations and further fundraising, once the foundation is done, funds will be coming in. I'm very confident of that. And so whatever shortfall, the absolute maximum would be that $38,000. I think it'll be half that, a third of that, even less. And I will personally put $38,000 and give it to the city if that's what it takes to do it. Now, I expect the Historical Society at some point to pay me back, but it'd be interest-free. We then have enough money to do this. And as far as this concept review, I actually did develop one initially. You remember, Mark, going back about 6-8 weeks ago that I was going to present. But then we got into talking about how the city was going to do this site plan. So that's why I wasn't here giving a site plan, because I knew, you know, this was going to be done at the later date. Now, the site plan, what it was everything that was sent to city in inspection for a permit. We could have had a permit. All our documents were stamped by city inspection, ready to go. It was sent to planning. Planning, you know, studied it over, okay, yeah. And that's part of the site plan right there. Right. You guys got a partial site plan.
I know. We got a site plan.
Yeah. I could have given you all the documents we gave the planning, okay. But I don't know if you need to look at the electrical design or some of the other stuff that was sent to it. So, I mean, it's all there here for you.
So you feel with the $38,000,
we've got it.
You got it?
You got it, Jeff. You
okay.
Betcha.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need a motion, right?
So move.
Second.
Okay. Made and second. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, motion carried.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Item 12 is tabled. Item 13. Resolution awarding contract with a little better start pavement.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Resolution G14.
Second.
Hold on. Madam Secretary here has got to catch up.
We're all unanimous.
Got it. Okay. I got the moon foul though.
Second. I second.
All those in favor, signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We got to do two things at once here. Hold on.
Here's the quarter.
Item 15, review of the professional services agreement between the City of Franklin and Stantec.
I make the motion to approve the quarry monitoring services, the first one with the attachment and containing service details and costs as provided by Stantec Services, and authorize staff to enter an agreement to exceed 48.85, subject to technical corrections by staff and the city attorney.
Second.
Essentially a renewal of the contract, correct?
Yep. Second it.
Discussion?
No, I made this motion. The first one.
The first
it's
one.
Just renewing the contract.
Yep.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 16 is tabled.
First motion, by the way.
G17, addendum to a service agreement with Tyler Technologies to add on-site clerical support services in the assessor's office.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G18, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2015-2098. Adopting the 2016 annual budget for the general fund, essentially funding this assessor's.
Tyler's.
Second. This requires budget amendment requires a roll call four affirmative votes. Mr. Lebert.
Alderman Danbury.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
He stepped out.
Stepped down.
Okay.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstention. Item G19, amendment to the promotions provision of the non-rep compensation plan for certain promotions of light equipment operator, heavy equipment operator, and stormwater.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed, motion carries. Item G20, authorization to continue to proceed with completion of the ADA signage project and the roof venting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion
no.
carries.
One no?
Yeah.
Motion is approved, 5 ayes, 1 no, no
ayes. Four.
I'm sorry.
4 ayes.
Dan, where are you? 4 ayes.
Bathroom.
1 no, no abstentions and no absent. Licenses, item H1.
Oh, did you approve? Oh, Kayla's crew? 21.
We didn't do 21.
Do you have license?
You guys
okay,
still?
I do. Got the license here. We have Benjamin Taroski hold for more information. Suzanne Barkiewicz approved. Diane Deborah Collins approved. Yeah. Amanda Doerr approved. Okay. Irene Kowalski approved. Amanda Kaur approved. Chelsea Long-Urgren.
You thought it was easy, didn't you?
Closer appearance. Sarah Mason approved. Franklin Mobile approved pending inspections. DK Management expands their homes approved pending inspections and driver's license. National Entertainment Network LLC approved pending inspections.
That's your motion?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Check.
Ready? We're on item I-1, vouchers. Motion approving the net share loan checking account city vouchers 160127 to 160320 in the amount of $1,259,021.33 dated March 11th through April 1st.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Danvers.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstention. The motion approved and net payroll dated March 18, 2016, $360,800.40 in payments to various payroll deductions, amount of $364,503.19 plus matching payments.
So moved. Second.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
I think I got this right. Is there a motion to approve net payroll dated April 15th, estimated $360,000?
Did you miss
one?
Did I
skip one?
Yeah.
April 1?
I was worried about that. Motion approving the net payroll dated April 1st. Amount of $369,771.43. Payments to various payroll deductions amount of $208,073.73. Plus any city matching payments.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Hold on.
Right. Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Willow.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. The motion approved in net payroll April 15th, estimated $360,000. And payments to various payroll deductions estimated $228,000 plus city factoring.
So moved.
Second.
Hold on.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Willow.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Approving property tax refund settlements 16365 through 16362 in the amount of $79,550.64 dated March 11th through April 1st.
Mr. Brown?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion here, Mr. Burke.
Alderman Dambier.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Motion carried, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent abstention. Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second. Third.
All those in favor?
Aye.
No.
Thank you.